AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. On a day President Trump and Iran's president trade insults, new acting defense secretary Mark Esper is in Europe in an effort to get NATO allies to back an international effort against Iran. Sagar Mirghani reports from Brussels.
As he flew here to Brussels during just his second day on the job, Mark Esper says it's not the United States versus Iran.
This is the Iran certainly versus the region and arguably the broader global environment.
At tomorrow's NATO meetings here, Esper says he wants to convince other nations to also speak out against Tehran.
Have our allies and partners work with us to get Iran to come back to the negotiating table.
But European allies have shown little interest so far in building a coalition against Iran. Sagar Mirghani with the acting defense secretary, Brussels.
The House and Senate are both working on emergency funding bills to address humanitarian needs along the border with Mexico. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the Democrats need to be working with Republicans and the White House to come up with a working piece of legislation.
Speaker Pelosi is determining whether the aid to the border gets shut down or whether we have a solution that can be voted on and move to the president's desk.
The acting head of Customs and Border Protection, John Sanders, says he will leave his office on July 5th amid the outrage over conditions at border facilities.
Although he did not give a reason, acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders said in a message to employees that he would be resigning on July 5th. Previously CBP's chief operating officer, Sanders was named acting commissioner in April. That's after the agency's previous leader, Kevin McAleenan, became acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Shelley Adler, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Salt Lake City police continue their search for a University of Utah student who hasn't been heard from in more than a week. Mackenzie Luke was last seen by a Lyft driver who picked her up at the city's airport early in the morning on the 17th of this month. The driver then dropped her off at a park where she met an unknown person. Assistant Police Chief Tim Doubt says there are more than a few questions surrounding the 23-year-old woman.
We encourage the public to help us answer these lingering questions, such as who is the person she met in Hatch Park? Does Mackenzie have an alternate phone that she has used in the past or is using? Does she have social media accounts that we don't know about? Is anyone in contact with Mackenzie online currently or within the last week?
Doubt says there's no evidence Luke is in danger, but they are concerned since she's been missing classes as well as flights. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.